the most important city in all of Africa. Do we have a board here? No, we don't. Is it, does anybody know where there's a board?
In the library.
Do you mind, Schmoles, and that big deal to get it? Okay, great.
Yeah, Margaret.
Sorry, exactly. There's Zaris. Says the Gemara, seven lines from the top. Ravashi Amar. You tell me what's Ravashi doing over here? Marcus just said that Ravashi said, so you learn what Ravashi says, and so what's Ravashi doing over here? Yes, Yaakovs.
Telling us who he thinks our Mishnah is according to.
More specifically, what is the issue about who our Mishnah is going according to?
Because we need to know which Tana holds that we need Kesiva and Kesiva.
Beautiful. Which Tana is the one who says that you need Kesiva and Kesiva? Who wants to read it? Ravashi Omar, who wants to read? I see that since I've gotten tough, the number of volunteers has greatly, greatly diminished. Yosef, go ahead. Ravashi Yosef Kesti, yeah. Ravashi Amar, go ahead.
Ravashi Amar, Hamani, Rehudahi, Dan, Rehuda, Poso, Ashtahik, Yotov, Talish. Mikara, my time, other than
me. Wait. Let this translate, yeah.
Okay. So, Ravashi.
By the way, I'll tell you a secret. You know how Rabbein, one of the ways that Rabbein checked if the Talmud is really feels confident, they know the Gemara, I'm giving away a Rebbe secret. And that is, if the Talmud reads really fast, then that's a sign. That's a sign that he wants to get over with. So he's reading it really, really quickly. But I don't think it applies to you. I just wanted you to stop over here. But the Talmud's reading it really fast, and he's not explaining. He's like hoping you're not going to ask him what it means. So that's the moment you start asking when the Talmud reads fast. So the trick is to read slow, not to really falls asleep. Okay. Ravashi, go ahead. Ravashi Amar Amani Rabbi Yehudi, go ahead.
Okay, so Ravashi says, who is our Mishnah like? Who is our Mishnah? Who is our Mishnah? So Rabbi Yehuda, it says that that is taught, Rabbi Yehuda says the get his puzzle unless the Ktiva and Ktiva is in Talmud. Meaning if either one of them is in Mechubar, it's not going to be good. So it shows that we need
So did you run through a stop sign or did you not run through a stop sign? You didn't have to read fast. Did you run through a stop sign or not? I think you did, right? Because you said, Umeikar my taima. It's a new taima. Umeikar my taima is a new question, if I recall what you read, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, put a period over here. The Ravashi says that we're following review that you translated correctly, that's the shot, that you should have Ksivasa and Masa published. And this is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and that will be the Tana that we're required, both the Fine Nefta Lishma and Fine Nefta Lishma. And I have to say, I was so excited to learn with you more about Shitas Rabbi Lazar, I decided not to get involved with Rabbi Yehuda, but there's a lot that needs to be discussed. Yosef Chaim Kovarsky brought it up. Some good questions that one could ask within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to leave it for now. But remind me that we got to get back to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe after we do this the most important process of all the Masechta, so then maybe we'll get back to that. Okay, Umayikara, go ahead.
Umayikara, my time with Amakmina Lach Rabbi Yehuda. So from the beginning, why don't we just establish it? What was the reason we didn't establish it like Rabbi Yehuda? Because it seems to fit very well. Majin Rabbi Meir is the Stamas Tisin Rabbi Meir. Majin Rabbi Lazar is the kind of here to talk about the beginning. So we went back and we tried to fit into Rabbi Meir because Stamas Nisan, which is like our Mishnah, is according to Rabbi Meir. So we thought it would be a good idea to fit it like him. And then we tried establishing the Mishnah like Rabbi Lazar because we established that the halacha that you fit, a get that doesn't have a chatima, is like him.
And beautiful, yes. Beautiful. Rashi. Meikara Milo Mukmina Lok Rabbi Yehuda. I want to get to Tosis already, so we'll just stay with you. You're on a roll. Let's go. Meikara Milo Mukmina Lok Rabbi Yehuda.
Meikara Milo Mukmina Lok Rabbi Yehuda.
But don't rush us because I'm rushing. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Tarchina Imadrinan, and then quote, Vichy Tema Kam.
Well, so it's translated. Okay. Tarchina.
That we were mature, that we worked through.
Worked through, good.
Imadrinan, and we went back and we said,
good, that was well said. That's a mistake that many would make. I would make also how to read this line. Tarchinu Madvina v'chi tema kama lishni. We had a few lishonos v'chi tema. Maybe it'll fit in like Rameir like this. Maybe it'll fit in like Rameir like that. Who give me an example of what Rashi's referring to? Yes, yes, Chaim?
The first line of the word.
First line. Okay, good. That's an example. Very good. All right, they're replete. You give an example on the bottom of Gimel and the Beis as well. Ela Rabbi Meir, but that's not the lashon v'chi tema. Very good. So v'chi tema kama lishni l'ukmei ki Rabbi Meir uka Rabbi Lazar. Excellent. Continue. Hilchos uka Rabbi Lazar begitin. Now we're going to slow down. Go ahead.
The ha'am milza, and with this matter, the below eating chatumim kasher. The halakim u'minim very glad. That so in this matter that the halakim uka Rabbi Lazar that without idim the get is still going to be kasher even though you don't have any chatumim. And this was established like this in the last paragraph.
So what's Rashi doing when Rashi says V'hachim ukminam b'perek basra? What's Rashi trying to do? As you can imagine, there are probably different levels to Rashi, but at least give me a working shot. You can't read the Rashi in Iyun. Dafyomi, maybe you could get away with it. But in Iyun, you can't read the Rashi without explaining what Rashi is doing over here. So if you're doing Iyun, or maybe if you're doing a Halacha Seder, and you're Baruch Hashem looking up the Gemaras, and you're reading the Gemaras and the Rashi, so maybe you could get away with not explaining what Rashi is saying. If we're learning the Iyun, then one cannot get away without explaining Hachim Mokmina. Yes, Yosef K. Oh, that's not enough. Yosef Kramer, go ahead, yeah.
I think it's saying that one of the most important machlokas in Masechet Gittin is whether any chasim ikarti or whether any masir ikarti. And we're saying, in that regard, Rebbe Lazar says, you don't need chasimas at all, meaning that it's definitely not karti. So one of the most important halachas of Gittin, you'll like Rebbe Lazar.
One of the most important halachas is that we hold like but what's Rashi doing when he says V'achim u'kmini? He's saying a lot of nice English words. But what's Rashi doing when he says V'achim u'kmini v'karek basra? What's Rashi doing over here? What's Rashi's goal? I want to start Pshat Aleph. Just Pshat Aleph. Just if you were just simply explaining even Dafyomi, if in Dafyomi, ideally you should read the Rashi's. So what would you, if you were reading the Rashi, how would you translate the Rashi Pashup Shad? Well, you said, Yosef, is not enough for me in terms of Pashup Shad and Rashi. What's Rashi doing in Pashup Shad? Yes, Isaac?
It's telling that at the end of the day, we hold like Rebbe Lazar. That here we wouldn't know that Edom Asir Karsi, that we hold like that in the end, and Rashi's coming to tell us that later in the
chapter
we hold.
Very good. Rashi is telling us on Pevav on the days that we pass him like Rebbe Lazar. V'achim u'kminu v'perek basra. In other words, this statement, the Kaimel and Hilchos HaKavasei Begitin, Rashi is giving us a hint that that's a sugya aruka, that that's a long sugya over there. So that's on the simplest level, that's what Rashi is doing. You probably in tune that, but you just didn't, both of you didn't formulate it. That's what Rashi is doing over here. He's telling us that you should know that this line of the Gemara, this is not the original source, that you should know that this is something that appears in another source. In other words, that source is the primary source. As you guys looked up from Pevav on the Beis, we saw that there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel over there. So Rashi is just saying, this statement was developed more clearly on Pevav on the Beis. The simplest level, the fifth grade, sixth grade Pshat of Rashi, is Rashi's telling us, if you want to know more about this, about Rebbe Lazar Begitin, you should know it's a sugi over there on Pevav on the Beis. Now, I gave Isaac this photocopy. I saw that there are some who read a lot into this Rashi, which I'm not sure whether you can or you can't. But whether what we're about to say in Rashi is right or wrong, either way, to know the next week of Shiurim, we need to know the basic Pshat and Pevav on the Beis. So let's take a look on Pevav on the Beis just to see probably the most important machlokas in all of Maseches Gittin. The Gemara quotes 13 lines in into the wide line of Pevav on the Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Halacha to Rebbe Lazar Begitin. That Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, the Halacha follows Rebbe Lazar when it comes to Gittin. In other words, what does that mean? That means Ede Mesira Karsi. That's what it means. Kamrisa Kamei de Shmuel, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Af Ishtaros. Shmuel said, even by Ishtaros. Rabbosai, who could qualify and explain what is this absolutely fundamental machlokis between Rav and Shmuel? Yes, you delay.
Other than that, we hold by
Does the opinion of Rebbe Lazar apply to Shar Shtaros when it comes to other cases not Gittin? So that's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. And of course, all the Rishonim over here and over there get involved with that machlokis between Rav and Shmuel and how we paskin. And as you saw, Tosas is going to get involved with it right off the bat. Rav Aron Shlita suggested that it could be that when Rashi has some interesting words over here. Rashi doesn't say, just look on Pei Vav on the base. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi could have written, Hilchos HaKarav Elazar Begittin, V'hachi Mukmina B'Perek Basra. Rashi doesn't say that. Rather, Rashi says, more. Hilchos HaKarav Elazar Begittin, V'hamilsa D'Beloh Eidim Chasum in Kasher. So here Rashi adds that when we say like we follow Rebbe Lazar, it means that without Eidei Chasum is kosher. Why does Rashi say that? Rashi presumably just wants to tell us Pasha Pshat, what exactly are we talking about Rebbe Lazar? That even if there's no Eidei Chasim at all, it's going to be kosher. Remember, we had Rebbe Lazar on the bottom of Gimel on the base based on the Mishnah that if there were Chasimas on the get, Rebbe Lazar also is into having Chasimas on the get. So we want to zero in on what exactly we're talking about at Rebbe Lazar. We're talking about Rebbe Lazar when there are no chasimas whatsoever. And if you have the Eidei Mesira, we pass them like that. So that also now, Rashi wants to tell us a little bit more. That's also good in Pshat. What is Rashi doing when Rashi says, the Hamilsa? Last night when I was preparing, I noticed this for the first time. And I didn't see anybody that really stops at this. Why does Rashi have these two words? Behamilsa. In this thing, Rebbe Lazar holds that you don't follow the Eidei Chasima. So Rav Aron Shlita suggested that it could be that Rashi is actually taking sides to the massive issue that Tosfos is going to get involved with. And what does that mean? That Rashi is suggesting that you could infer from Rashi, possibly, that Rashi is saying that on this Rebbe Lazar is of the opinion to below Eidim Chasum and Kasher. On this, Bahamilsa, on this, we follow Rebbe Lazar. But not when it comes to Shar Shtaros. And then Rashi would be doing something that he does every once in a while. And that Rashi, as he's talking to both the sixth grader and the Gaon Olam, he adds in a couple words for the sixth grader that he'll understand, and the Gadol B'Torah that's already cheshbening every daf and shas of Rebbe Lazar, Rashi also speaks to him. That is the awesomeness of Rashi. So Rashi here says that there was no one like that before him, there was no one like that after him. It's absolutely mind-boggling, the greatness of Rashi. Greatness, the greatest Gadolei Torah, who are mashpia the most, are the ones who are able to speak to the fifth grader and are able to speak to the Gonei Olam at sometimes even betoch dvara, that they're able to do both. The Havdil, my mother, I asked my mother, she used to go to her Salvatrix Yartzeit shiur. One summer when I was learning Avelus, to teach that Yartzeit shiur took me 2 months. What do you mean 2 months? We didn't sit on the Yartzeit shiur. But every sugya, we took. There was another piece that was all ancient. In one shiur, in 3 hours, he addressed issues that took me 2 months to address. So, and it's Gaonus. Gaonus is his Yartzeit shiur on Avelus. So I said to my mother, Mommy, so she had grown up in a tkufa where it was modern, that the girls were exposed to certain things. I said, but how did you sit through the Yartzeit shiur? He's discussing 7 different Rambams, 7 different places, on 7 different sugyas, and so I had you sit through it. She said that somehow Soloveitchik had this amazing ability to speak on this tremendous level, and yet at the same time, people who have patience, you need to have patience, But the Hamonam also got a tremendous amount because of the way he explained the concepts. My mother didn't understand how Taisis is Lishitasa. That she didn't understand. But the way he developed the idea, so that was something that was very, very special. So that's something that's common throughout the Doras. By the way, that's no statement. In no way am I endorsing women learning Gemara. That's not at all. I have a very different tradition from my Rabbeim. As far as that's concerned, it's also not only my Rabbeim, it's in the Daf Yomi, even sharper than any of my Rabbeim ever spoke. It's an issue that's a sugi by itself. Okay, that's for Thursday. So the Rashi says like this. Rashi says Behomilsa. So Rashi is doing. He's tipping his hand. He's saying that there's a machlokus between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir. On that machlokus between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, so there. We follow Rabbi Lazar when it comes to Dafke Gittin. In other words, let's put in names, following the Shita of Rav and not the Shita of Shmuel. So I didn't find anybody say this pshat. No one that I saw says this. Look around. It's an interesting pshat that Rav Roman is saying. The closest I found, I photocopied for you from the Masifta Gemara. May I take somebody's photocopy? You look on to somebody else. Thank you. In the Masifta Gemara, they add something that I think is an error. As you know, every time that I find an error in the Masifta, I always feel responsible to point it out. And here, it's in the sugya. That's good for what Torah is all about. And every generation always needs its own corrective system. So this is a statement of the awesomeness of the work, but there is a mistake over here. They quote the Rashi, and they insinuate what Rav Aron had said. Now that might be fine. That yesh lodim. They translate v'hachi mukmino basra shalacha kemoso sherev Lazar le'inyin gittin, that we pass like Rav Lazar when it comes to gittin. So they say in ha'ara mem zayin v'rabenu lahalon kasav shele'inyin shtar shtaros ein halacha kerev Lazar. Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu? Not Rabbi Nachman. Rabbeinu is Rashi. That Rabbeinu writes what? Rabbeinu writes that when it comes to Shar Shtaros, the halacha is not Rav Elazar. Sharei HaKosav Amar, because B'Sei V'Kosav B'Sei Far Mikne. Harei Shetzarach B'Nadim Chassidus Eidu Al Shtaros. So it turns out, the Masifta says what Rav Aron Shlita said, more than Rav Aron, but wrong. The Ayu, what Rav Aron said, might be right. Yesh Lodim. Rav Yoel Shlita doesn't think it's right, if I understood correctly. But that might be right. Yesh Lodim. I could hear two ways of reading Rashi, as I'll discuss in a moment, the other way of reading Rashi. But who could pick up a bunch of mistakes over here from the great Masifta Gemara? Obviously, what are you going to have to do to pick up a bunch of mistakes? What do you have to do? You have to look at Pei Vav Amud Beis. What are they referring to when they say Rabbeinu? Unless they're referring to Rabbi Nachman somewhere. Presumably, Rabbeinu means Rashi. So so who could call out the mistakes over here? This is a good example of making a good laning on the Marashi. There's a part of me that wants to write a book with all of my hasagas on the. On the Masifta Gemara. And by the way, the only reason I want to do it is because I use it so much and I think it's so fantastic. It's dafka because of that. If a work is poor, then there's no reason for someone to be masik on it. Right? The Baal Mor was masik on the Rif because he knew how important the Sefer of the Rif was. Therefore, he felt the need to be masik. So this is my hasagas come from a place of being mashpiach. Yeah, Yisrael. You know what? Let's see if Hashanah, that guy is going to get it. Go ahead, Noah. Well, first of all, what are they referring to when they say Rabbeinu Lahalon?
Rabbeinu should be referring to Rav.
Okay. If he's referring to Rashi, what Rashi are they referring to?
Oh, which Rashi?
Yeah. So there is a Rashi that says exactly what they said. But there are two major mistakes. Rashi and Dibar Amaskel Halacha Kerev Elazar Begitin. Three lines before the Y. So Rashi explains why we would pass like a Elazar Dafka Begitin. like what they say. Says Rashi, halacha k'rav lozer v'gittin to edim isira karsi, the edim isira karsi, v'afilu psula d'rabbanan lekta. And if you don't have edim chasima, it's not an impossible d'rabbanan, it's fine. Avalo b'shtaros. But Rav's shita is, he's explaining the line, halacha k'rav lozer v'gittin, Rav's shita is that it doesn't work, edim isira don't work b'shtaros. D'chsiv b'hen. Because there, when it comes to Shar Sharas, it says v'chasam b'sefer v'chasam. Now, Tosas made reference to this pasuk that the Gemara has in two places, at least in our Masechta. We have it in. Oh, maybe only one place. One place in the Gemara. We have it on the Gemara that we did on the Chav Beis on the Beis. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that when you're going to acquire a piece of land that we've dramatized in the past, how that's connected to Golus and Mu'ula, because of the Sefer HaKosom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, buy a piece of land because you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Could be your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was, you know, wanted to show that during the time of Churban, that he was going to buy a piece of land because one day his descendants are going to come back. And you hold on to that shtar. Hold on to that shtar for a long time. You might have to hold on to it for 2,500 years. But hold on to the shtar because you're going to come back. We're mamish living that. The only thing is, the UN doesn't recognize that shtar. But the shtar exists. Because of the Sefer V'chasam. So that shtar exists. So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, that becomes the source that Chasimas work when it comes to shtar shtaros. So says Rashi, as we alluded to in the Gemara Chav Beis and Beis Zok, they get Rashi, that we see over there, by shtar shtaros, chasima is the ikker, because of the sefer chasim, you hear me up the sefer amikna, that's the way in which you make a kinyan. With chasimas, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, and now in the series. Now obviously, Shmuel is going to hold no, that it could work for Shar Shtaros, but that doesn't mean that Eidei Mesir are not going to work. But this Manda, Marav, is of the opinion, because of the Sefer Chosm, is telling you that's the only way you're going to be Kona, is with Eidei Chasima, and not Eidei Mesir. That's what Rashi is bringing out. Zok de Heilige Vesifta Azoy. They say like this. Rashi over there on Pevavam Abeis says that we paskin like Rebbe Lozer, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. That's what they say, black and white. Rabbeinu lahalon, kasa shalhin sharshars, ain halach Rebbe Lazar. Rabbeinu writes, halach is not like Rebbe Lazar. Hence, the Masifta is insinuating a raya to Rebbe Ron's pshat. And that is, baha milsa, on this thing we follow Rebbe Lazar, but when it comes to Shar Shtaros, Rashi is telling us we don't. What's the error? So first of all, there's a terrible error over here. The terrible error is Dibra Maskel de Kaimalon. That's a terrible error. There's no Rashi that I'm aware of Dibra Maskel de Kaimalon. That's terrible. That's a bad, bad, bad mistake. So I don't know how that got in, but definitely if you're reading Daf Yomi and you see, oh, de Kaimalon, that means, oh, there's a Rashi that tells us how we paskin. That's not very common when Rashi tells us how we paskin. I would approximate 15 times in Shas, 20 times in Shas where Rashi tells us how we paskin. Not many times, if you think about it, in 2800 Dapin, that's not a lot of times at all that Rashi, that Rashi tells us. In 40, 50 times in a Masechta will tell us how we paskin. Rashi, maybe, I would approximate that the amount of times you could probably count on all the toes and fingers on you when Rashi tells how we paskin. So this would be a real collector's item, but it's just not true. Rashi doesn't say the kaimalon that we're paskining over here. That's Aleph. Beis is, once that is wrong, once that's a mistake, then everything else falls away. That, in other words, what's Rashi doing on Pei Vav Mem Beis? All Rashi is doing over there is telling us what? Explain Shitas Rav. That's Rashi in his classic mode. The only question that's open is it possible to say that Rashi added the words Ba Milsa, that Rashi specifically wanted to add these words Ba Milsa to tell us that, oh, the Hamilsa so over here, the Rashi and the Aladam and Beis is telling us which way we're going to go. So that is going to be an open question as far as how to read Rashi. Rabbi Yoel Shlita said that it could very well be that Rashi over here is not taking sides, but when Rashi says, Hilchas HaKarab Lazer Begitin, that is the Lashon of whom? Whose Lashon is Hilchas HaKarab Lazer Begitin? Rav or Shmuel? Rav, right? Rav said Hilchas HaKarab Lazer Begitin, in contrast to Shmuel that says, Shtaros. So that, on there, Rashi's saying, Bahamilsa, every word is Madriyak in Rashi, because Rashi's being Masbir Rav. But that doesn't mean that Rashi is playing riff. It's not often that Rashi plays riff. Rashi has his place, and the riff has his place. And when Rashi goes out of his way to Paskin, he tells us that he's Paskin. But over here, Rashi's derech is not to Paskin, and therefore Rashi's not Paskin. So then the deal falls away. Or you could say, Rav Aron might say back, no. He'll say at the end of the day, but why did Rashi go out of his way to say Bal Milsa? Maybe Rashi's trying to tell us that the Gemara, when he uses the words Hilchas HaKavase Begitin, is trying to emphasize something. That over here, we pass him like Rav Elazar, Bal Milsa. The fact that Rashi goes out of his way to say Bal Milsa, that he's choosing between Rav and Shmuel, even though he could have just fudged it, the fact that Rashi's going out of his way, maybe Rashi is. Or you say no. Or you say that no, Rashi's just using the Lashon of Rav, and he's not choosing between Rav and Shmuel. I'm note to Rav Yoel's side to say there's no Achreya. Once there's no Achreya, so then he falls, the Raya falls away. But definitely we should have noticed, why did Rashi use those words? Bahamils, kafta refer. Okay. So, Rabosai, we are going to begin the most important tosis in the Perek. And what we're going to do today is we're going to survey the entire tosis. In order to appreciate what's going on in Dalet Amud Aleph, I think when I learned Gittin, I really never entirely broke down the whole Tosas of what exactly the different stages of Tosas. So what I'm going to do is show you, Be'ezer Hashem, if I'm reading Tosas correctly, that there are three Roman numerals in Tosas. There are three things that Tosas does, and each one of them has its own subcategory, and each one of them is a massive sugya in Shas. That's what makes this Tosas mamish a collector's item. So what we're going to do is something different. I'm going to show you, Be'ezer Hashem Yisparei, where to put, as I did in my Gemara. What I did was, and I didn't do this when I learned in Kolo, and I want to share with you something that's new to me even. I believe that this Tosis could be broken down to three Roman numerals. So I wrote Roman numeral 1, Roman numeral 2, Roman numeral 3. The three Roman numerals will explain in the following way. Zot Eile Getesis. The Kaimelon Halacha Karebelazah Begitin. Zes Tesis. Mishum de Mayri Hacha Begitin. Nokat Gitin. Aval Halacha Kemoisai Apishar Shtaros. Vamevin Yavin, what Tesis is struggling with, is parallel to what Rav Aron and Rav Yoel were struggling with Bidas Rashi. Someone tell me what Tosas is bothered by. Now, the first moment you read the Tosas, you wouldn't necessarily formulate that Tosas is bothered by something. But if you were Amel, even on the most basic level, just a basic level of Amelus, you'll see that Tosas is bothered by something. What's Tosas bothered by? Yes, Yosef.
If you follow like Rabbeinu, stop and get him, like it says here, or else you
charge them. Very good. We know from the Akteh Bava Mabeis that there are two Lashonos, as we pointed out. Is it Hilchas HaKavaseh Begitin? Or is it Hilchas HaKavaseh Afishar Shtaros? If our Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph is using the Lashon Hilchas HaKavaseh Begitin, and Rav Aron wants to read Rashi, therefore based on that, Hilchas HaKavaseh Begitin, that Rashi is tipping his hand, that the Gemara is tipping his hand. Ba'amilsa, over here, but not by Shar Shtaros. So now Tosis starts behind the eight ball. And Tosis says, well, I hold the exact opposite. I hold, going through Shas, say the Bali Tosos, that the opposite is true. That we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel. After Shar Shtaros. Memeila zok de'elu getesvis. Mishum de'mayri acha begitin akat gitin. Taisus starts off with a problem. Taisus is very, very different than Rashi. Taisus is not the 5th, 6th grade Rebbe. Taisus holds that you're not supposed to kvetch only on one Gemara. What you got to do is learn all the Shas, and then you got to see how this fits into all the Shas. So Taisus says like this. Taisus says, I'm coming with a starting point. And my starting point is that if you haven't learned Shas, says Tosis, that's okay. Just take me as your Rebbe and listen to me, and then we'll learn together. That's what Tosis says. You haven't learned all the Shas. I'm going to go with you through all the Shas to the side, but you got to listen. You got to be mevatel yourself to a Rebbe. So says Tosis, I'm willing to be your Rebbe if you're just going to listen to me. I'm telling you that in Shas, the halacha is that we pass in Eidim Esir Karasim by Sharshtos. So Zot Taisis, Mishum de Mairi Hacha, but Gittin, not got Gittin. The reason why it says Gittin over here, you could ask on my Shita. And that is, well, I say it applies in Barshar Shtaros. Oh, the reason why we use the Lashon over here, Hilton Zakhav say Gittin, is because we're talking about Gittin. Who could tell me why Tosis is not the Pashtus, based on what we said above? Tosis is not the simple Pshat. Why is Tosis not the simple Pshat? Yes, Eloy?
At the end of the day, just as Gittin.
Sharper. You're right.
It would have sounded like a kvase. Gittin and Sharstaros.
Okay, but you can say even sharper. You're right. The lawyer's point is that the Gemara should have said, it's like how to say, Gittin ube Sharstaros. But it's even sharper than that. Tesis' right is even sharper. Is that a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
Because the Davka uses Rav's Lashon.
Oh, it's the Lashon of Rav! It's not just Stam that he didn't mention Shar Shtaros. The Lashon of the Gemara is exactly the Lashon of Rav on Pevav on the Beis. So Taisus is really behind the eight ball. So Taisus says, well, you think you have a lot, you have one deal that's going on you. But I know Shas, say the Bali Tosis. By the way, it's not just Tosis, it's all the Bali Tosis together. So they're able to put their minds together, and they know Shas. And that's how we're supposed to learn, through the eyes of people who know Shas. So Taisa says like this, Mishum de Mari Hacha begitin akit gitin, Avalacha kamos afi shar sharos, but Avalacha is like him, even by shar sharos. Afal gab, now Taisa says, I have another eighth ball that I gotta get around. Afal gab de kol amuroi de lekamon, Savir karabalazar dafke begitin. I mamish feel like Taisa's is, it's been a while since I thought about pool. But is there I don't really know pool well. I know baseball well, but pool I don't know well. Is there a description? Is it possible? I think it's possible for someone to, I don't even know what the white ball's called, the white ball to shoot it over the eight ball?
To jump it.
Okay. Chip. So I mamish feel like that's chip. It's a chip?
Yeah.
It's a chip. Okay. See these British boys, Okay, I won't finish my sentence. So what Tosis is doing, if the Lashon is right, then it's a chip. That's the analogy that comes to mind over here. There's not an eight ball over here, and Tosis is leaping over all these eight balls. It's not the Pashtus at all. But Tosis is convinced, based on Shas, Tosis is convinced. So Tosis, after that, the Amoraim come on. Some of the begin that even though all the Amoraim say, now we hold like Rebbe Lazar Davke Begitin, Kaimalon, Kishmuel, Bedini. That even though one would argue that most of the Amorayim say that we follow Rebbe Lazar specifically from Gittin, nevertheless, there is a Shita that's going to stop us. And that is the Shita of Shmuel that says that we are of the opinion. Ah, Bishar Shtaros. And says Tosis, the way to read this line is, Kai Malon Kishmuel Bedini, that when it comes to Dine Mamanos, we pass like Shmuel. So even though Shmuel is the minority opinion, and it could very well be that Tosis might be saying like this, it's just dawned on me right now, that Ravina Ravashi, Rav Aron's deal might be tremendous. Ravina Ravashi use Rav's Lashon, because they themselves maybe are being Meravnis to it. But when it comes to Dini, we pass like Shmuel. By the way, this gets involved in Chalei Apsak, because Ravina Rashi are Basroi, and Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel by Dini. So what happens if you have an issue of Chalei Apsak? We see Rabbosai, all the places are Lachal Maisa. The Bali Tosfos are all starting. Whoever says that Iyun is not connected to Halacha, that's not how the Bali... Then they're not learning Tosfos. That's true. If you don't learn Tosfos, then maybe Iyun is not connected to Halacha. But you see, what Tosfos is doing, everything that he's doing, is he's struggling with what's the Halacha going to be. So at the end of the day, says Tosfos, Pshat would push us in one direction. And maybe Ravina or Rashi wanted, like with Varon's Pshat and Rashi, maybe Ravina or Rashi wanted us to go in that direction. But says Tosfos, they're Klalei HaPsak. And in Klalei HaPsak, we follow the Shita of Shmuel. And that's how Tosfos is going to go? Now, Tosfos is not going to only, though, use Klalei HaPsak. Tosfos is going to point out that there are Gemaras that are going to support that if you use Eide Masira, that's going to be enough, even when it comes to Dinei Mamonos. So we have Shmuel, that's Tosfos. This is symptomatic of Tosfos. Tosfos gives us the Yisod, either a Halacha Yisod, and then Tosfos brings Raya's from Shas. Rashi also knew those riots. Sometimes Rashi doesn't deal with them. Sometimes Rashi deals with them in a half a word. The view is so beautiful. It's a lie, no? But that's a lie. So beautiful. Okay. I can tell you as someone who tries to do Dafyomi, this doesn't compare to that. Dafyomi doesn't compare to this. Do Dafyomi, read over the Gemara. You get information. But this is every nuance. You see the struggle in every direction. You feel the tension that on one end there's mashmos like this, like Rav, on another end. And if we'd be doing this Daf Yomi with Tosfos, it still we wouldn't have got it. You have to like appreciate every word of the Tosfos. And so this, you see, Tosfos is chipping, Tosfos is jumping, Tosfos, it's beautiful. You see Rashi pulling in the maybe pulling in the opposite direction, maybe he's not pulling in the opposite direction, struggle, what's Rashi's two words? Bah Milsa. There's so much beautiful Iyun in the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Okay, so this is Roman numeral 1, and we haven't even started analyzing Roman numeral 1. Roman numeral 1, just in Pshat, is the Raya from Shmuel, and then we're going to have other Rayas from Shas. We're going to continue on with that shortly. There's going to be another issue in Tosfos. Before we get to the Rayas, I'm going to get to the Rayas because we didn't do it today. The other issue in Tosfos is when Tosfos begins to discuss another question, and that is, if we hold that the halacha is by Shar Shtaros, we follow Rabbi Lazar, there's another question. What happens, according to Rabbi Lazar, if you have Eide Chasima? Would that be enough? That's going to be Roman numeral 2 in Tosfos. Okay? So Roman numeral 1 is, do we pass like Rabbi Lazar by Shar Shtaros? Roman numeral 2, which is going to start Lufichach Tzarech Lizaer, it's going to be another issue in Tosfos, and that is, will a get be kosher according to Rabbi Lazar if you had Eide Chasima, not Eide Mesira? That's going to be Roman numeral 2. Then we're going to have Roman numeral 3, 5 lines from the bottom. In my Gemara, there's a star. It's just the printer's mark. The first word online is Be'edei Chasima. We're going to have Rabbeinu Tam, Od Rogel Rabbeinu Tam, Lomar. And that's going to be Roman numeral 3. And Roman numeral 3 is going to be going to Shitas Rabbi Meir, where the Rabbi Meir holds that you need Eidim to witness the get. Rabbi Meir requires Eidei Chasima, will he also require Eidei Mesira? Now the reason why this Tosfos is such an important Shas Sugya Tosfos is because there are three massive issues that are being discussed in our Tosfos. Every single one of them, you could argue, is the most important Sugya in Gittin. Number one, again, to review. Number one is, do we pass like Rabbi Lazar by Shar Shtaros? That's Roman numeral 1. Roman numeral 2 is, would Rabbi Lazar accept Eide Chasima if you don't have Eide Mesira? Tosfos says no, and he proves it. And number 3 is going to be whether Rabbi Meir requires Eide Mesira or not. Three massive topics in this Tosfos. Okay. With that in mind, now let's continue Roman numeral 1. which was the position of Tosos, to the chagrin of the Kudver, will be Ravina and Ravashi themselves, that the Bali Tosos are convinced that we pass in like Rav Elazar even by Shar Shtaros. And we saw that's because we pass on Shmuel Bedini. And now Tosos says, and not only am I right, Shmuel Bedini, but in Shas, I'm right as well. So let's take a look and see Tosos going on. So Tosos says, Kaimelon Kishmuel Bedini, the Pligilak Raman do Adara, the Kamar Afishtar Sharas. Vo'oid. And now I'm going to bring you another proof. The way I would label this, you could either label this proof number one or proof number two. Within Roman numeral one, we're going to have three proofs, let's call it. Number one is that we pat that Shmuel's position by Shar Shtaros. Number two is going to be a raya from Sanhedrin Chav Chesam Abayz. And number three is going to be a raya from later on, Daf Yud Aleph. There is a machlokis in Sanhedrin Chav Chesam Abayz. By the way, if anybody could just, I was planning to put this on the board. There was Basharit, we didn't have a board. We get to learn more maybe this way. But if someone, I think it might be a good idea for someone just to write out exactly the way I described it. Roman numeral 1 and the Rayas. Roman numeral 2, what is the issue, and the Rayas. And then we'll get to Roman numeral 3, which is going to take a long time for us to get to. Don't worry, we might sit on this for quite a while, considering the importance of this Tosis. So Tosis says in Raya number 2, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Chav Chesam Abayz has a machlokis whether brother-in-laws are kosher for Eidus. What that machlokis is, I would love to learn it with you in Masechta Sanhedrin and Mirza Hashem. I never done it with the Talmudim. We didn't get this far. When we learned Sanhedrin, we only got to Daf Chav Dal or Daf Chav Hey. We didn't get this far. We skipped. We did the first 10 daf, and then we did the next 3 or 4 daf. But we did cover ground. We did cover ground. Mirza Hashem by Gittin too. Mirza Hashem will say that we covered ground too. So Tosa says like this: Gabi matanta da bechasim ala tregisi. There was a Shtar Matana that two brother-in-laws that signed it. Kamar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Zil akniye be'edei mesira k'Rav Elazar. So Rav Yosef, who was in disagreement with Abaye, if I got my names correctly, Rav Yosef was of the opinion that the brother-in-laws cannot work. And Abaye was of the opinion that they could. Well, there was a machlokas I'm right. You look up whether I'm right about who held what about brother-in-laws. But at the end of the day, Rav Yosef suggested that since this shtar is subject to debate, use Eidei Mesira. In other words, the fact that there are brother-in-laws who signed on it is not going to... He was concerned the shtar was not good, so he suggests have Eidei Mesira. Uparich le Abaye, and Abaye asks, "Vamer Rabbi, Madir Blaz Mesuv B'tochah Shul Pasul." That Abaye says, "But wait a second. Fine, Abaye accepts the idea that there'll be Eidim Mesir, and Eidim Mesir will make it work. But we learned in our Gemara that if you have Eidim Psulim, then Rabbi Lazar holds that's Mesuv B'tochah Pasul." Mashmad Rav Yosef Abaye Davi Basroi Savik Rav Lazar. Rav Yosef and Abaye that are Basroi, this is an important quale of Psach, that we follow the Basroi when it comes to the Amorai, the later Psach of the Gemara. So Rav Yosef and Abaye, they go with the Shita of Rav Lazar. So this is Raya number one, or two, depending on how you count. So we'll call it two. In my Gemara, I wrote it as one. But we'll say that there are three rayas. Number one, we pass on Shmuel. Shmuel's of the opinion of the Shtar Taurus. Number two is we see that Rav Yosef and Abaye both assume that a shtar that was dubious, if it was given away, the Mesir would be good. And number three, we'll be Pirkin Nami and an hour Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Abba, Hai Shtar Parsa, the Master Nat Leba Api Sad Yisrael, a shtar that was a Persian shtar. In other words, it was even signed by Persian signatures. In other words, it was with our friends in Iran who are apostle Eidus. So then in such a case, Ba'afi Sad Yisrael, so you should have the Mesira done in front of Jews. Madbina Bebnei Chayri. So the halacha is that you'd be able to collect from Bnei Chori. In other words, there's enough of a raya to for us to consider that the loan took place. It's not enough to be considered a shtar, as we've discussed in the past, that the only time you could collect from Mishubadim is if you had a kosher shtar. This shtar is not kosher because it doesn't have Eidei Chasima on it. If it has Eidei Chasima, then it's a proof that Reuven bought it from Shimon. The fact that there are Persians on it is not going to make it possible. It's not going to make it possible. And we're going to say that once you have Eidei Mesira, that's enough for us to have proof to be able to collect from B'nai Chorin. It's enough of a raya that Reuven owes money to Shimon. What do we see? That's talking about what? Talking about Shar Shtaris. And what do we see? That we'll rely on Eidei Mesira. So if we see that you rely on Eidei Mesira, we see that when it comes to Shar Shtaris, two places in Shas that we find that we rely on Eidei Mesira Shar Shtaris, must be that Shmuel is right, and La Lacha, we don't follow the Shita of Rav. End of Roman numeral 1. So these are the rites. We shall return, Be'ezer Hashem, to these rites in terms of what are other Shitos going to say. This is a massive machlokus, whether Tosis is right or wrong. Tosis, once, you know, when we started Pshat, Tosis behind the 8-ball. Once Tosis opens up Shas, then you say, okay, I have a couple diukim, but Tosis knows Shas. So I'm about to my das to my rabbein. They know Shas, I don't. So then Tosis closes the door. The other Rishonim are going to have diukim on their side, but they have Shas against them. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, Tosis read those Gemaras incorrectly. They're going to be dochet those Gemaras. But this is the Shita of Tosis. Then those Rishonim are going to have Yukim on their side and Shas on their side, right? If you're Docha that Gemara, so you can have our Gemara like you, and those Rayas and Shas are going to fall away. Question is whether it was a fair Dechia or not a fair Dechia. It's beautiful. Comes along Tosis and he goes to Roman numeral 2, which we're going to get back to. My Isaac, we're on a roll. Let's get the whole picture and then I'll take your questions. So Tosis says like this, Ula Ficha. Therefore, says Tosos, Sarich Lizar, Roman numeral 2. You have to be careful. Shiyuhu Eide Mesira B'Shas Mesinas HaGet. That there should be Eide Mesira there for the time of the get. The Inu Karsi. They're the ones who make the get work. The Ileka Sham Eide Mesira. Even if you're going to have Eide Chasima, according to Rabbi Lazar, if there is no Eidei Mesira, Eidei Megureshes. Avogavdika Eidei Chasima. V'lo ma'ani Eidei Chasima, Eloshim Yomusu Eidei Sira Yachulam Dina Sayom. Says to us is something very logical that we've been assuming up until now. And that is the following. Rebbe Lazar is not of the opinion that you could choose between Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. In fact, in Roman numeral 2, I'll give you a heads up. Presumably, the Rif is going to fight Tosis tooth and nail on this. You remember we saw in a Rajba, this is just Hamei Ben Yavin. Afe de Mesira Karsi. Some understand that according to the Rif, the Pashtos, that the Rif is of the opinion that Rebbe Lazar says you could choose. You could choose Eide Mesira or Eide Chasima. Says Tosis in Roman numeral 2, wrong. When do we say that according to Rabbi Lazar that Eidei Chasima are there mipnei tikkun ha'olam? That doesn't mean you can pick or choose. What it means is the following: tikkun ha'olam, as we saw in the Mishnah Pevavim Beis that the Gemara quoted on the bottom of Gimel Mebeis, is that if you're going to have Eidei Mesira, so what you should do is also have Eidei Chasima because the Eidei might die. Ela she'im yamusu, back into the Tosas. Eidei Mesira, yachlam medina sayam, shetinasa Eidei Mechasima. They could marry through the Eidei Chasima. And here Tosas says a massive chidush. De mistama behechsher nase. This, for my Rabbeim, was a very, very big deal. This line, we're only going to get to what our Rabbeim taught in a while. Says Tosas, de mistama behechsher nase. Probably the get was done by kashrus. What does Tosis mean? Tosis means like this. Eidei Mesira Karsi. You need Eidei Mesira according to Tosis. Eidei Mesira Karsi. However, you should put Eidei Chasima. Why? Because if the Eidei Mesira are gone, you'll believe Eidei Chasima. Why will you believe Eidei Chasima? So Tosas is bothered by Akasha. Tosas is saying Eidei Chasima should be nothing. Who can tell me why Eidei Chasima should be nothing according to Rabbi Elazar? You need a clarification. I'll let everybody think about their question when you need a clarification. Yes. But everybody else who doesn't need a clarification, I'm asking you, why is it that Eidei Chasima really shouldn't work according to Rebbe Elazar? Yes, what's the clarification? Lefichach, tzarech lizar. Therefore, I have to explain the words therefore. Therefore, you need to be careful. I will. Shiyuhu Eidei Mesira b'shas nesinas haget. That there should be Eidei Mesira there at the time of the get. The inu karsi. Because according to Rebbe Elazar, that's what breaks it. That's what breaks the divorce. The leko shem Eidei Mesira ain't regressious. If there wouldn't be Eidei there, then she would not be divorced. Avogadika Eidei Chasima. It doesn't matter that there's going to be Eidei Chasima. Then why do we have Eidei Chasima according to Rebbe Elazar? That the Mishnah and Peivav said mepnei tikkun olam, v'lomani eidei chasima. The reason why we have eidei chasima, ela she'im yamusu eidei mesira. In case eidei mesira die, o yelchulam lemdinas hayam, shetinas eidei chasima. They'll be able to marry with the eidei chasima. The mistama be'achshir nasa. So that's what we're stuck on. What does Tosas mean? Shetinas eidei chasima. The mistama be'achshir nasa. Tosas is bothered by a fundamental problem. What's the fundamental problem, Shmuel?
Well, to Rabbi Elazar, this isn't possible because it means ksiva.
A woman is only divorced, according to Rabbi Elazar, when the get is given. Now, Rabosai, this brings out a tremendous strength in Shitas Rabbi Elazar. When does a woman get divorced? Now, by the way, if you didn't learn the eighth parak, you could forget about the pasuk. You could think Eidei Chasima Karasi, and you could think that according to Rebbe Meir, the moment they get signed, the woman's divorced. That's not true. Because the Bible says otherwise. The Torah says otherwise. Chazal are just explaining the Torah application. It says, V'chasal al-sefer kvises v'nasam b'yada. V'nasam b'yada. Until it's nasam b'yada, she's not divorced. So Rebbe Elazar has the high road over here. Rebbe Elazar says, the moment in which a woman gets divorced is Mesira, and therefore you have Eidus on Mesira. That's the high road, according to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Meir, on the one hand, holds Eidei Chasima, Karasi. On the other hand, and you need that to be Lishma, and you need Eidei Chasima to get, she's only going to be divorced when it's given to her. We haven't explained, according to Rebbe Meir, how then does divorce work. The Eidei Chasima doing it beforehand. Mesira takes place later on. So Rebbe Meir is a father. But we're not talking about Rebbe Meir right now. Let's go back to Rebbe Elazar. So according to Rebbe Elazar, everything is clear. He has the high road. Mesira is when a woman is divorced. Now Tosas is bothered. So what are you going to be doing with the Eidei Chasima according to Rebbe Elazar? What type of tikkun olam are you going to have? So what are you going to say? You're going to say, if you don't have proof of the woman's divorce, you rely on Eidei Chasima. Moses is bothered, but that doesn't make any sense. Because when does a woman get divorced, according to Rebbe Elazar, for sure? When the Eidim witnessed the Mesira. What are Eidei Chasima signing on? They're signing on that they saw that this is the Ratzon Abba. But the woman wasn't divorced yet. Says Tosas, a massive chidush. The mistama hechsher nasa. So the way to read these lines is, oh, shetinase Eidei Chasima. Rebbe Elazar also holds that you could get married with Eidei Chasima, despite the fact that the Eidei Chasima don't testify on the Mesira, the Mestama Be'achshir Naseh, because once the get was done B'Kashrus in its Ksiva, then we could assume that it was given over B'Kashrus as well. And that would mean even with Eidei Mesira, which is a massive leap. Mestama Be'achshir Naseh. So this requires a lot of hesder. Why that's so. But the great Bali tells us to say it, so it must be true. So that's Bistama Be'achshir Nas. So that's Roman numeral 2. Roman numeral 2 says 2 points. The opening point, which is the reason why the Bali tells us brought it up over here, is that according to Rebbe Lazar, you will always need Eidei Mesira, because that's the only thing that's Koriz. And the fact that we say Eidei Chasima works is only a backup if the Eidei Mesira are gone. And maybe even point number three within Roman numeral two is the way in which the Eidei Chasima work as a proof when the Eidei Mesira is gone is this massive chiddush called Mistama Behechsher Naseh, which we dramatized is the massive chiddush, because at the end of the day, why would I assume Mistama Behechsher Naseh? All that shows is that they're signing on that this was the Ratzon Abal. Adayin Sarachim. Before we discuss all of these concepts, which every single one of them, Roman numeral 1, Shasugya. Roman numeral 2, Shasugya. Roman numeral 3, Shasugya. The most important tesis in all of Maseches Gittin. That's where Shechter started. He said, you guys learn the Tosis? He said, we're not there yet. So I breathed a sigh of relief that he didn't start giving Mosir without going slowly. Because you know I'm trying. So I breathed a sigh of relief. And then he smiled and he said, "That now you know what he smiled." It was almost like he was almost laughing at us. He said that some yeshivas, they start with this Tosis. That's what he means. What he meant by that is that all of the important klalim in Maseches Gittin are daf dalet amud this Tosis and daf dalet amud aleph, because this is v'chasav l'sefer krisus. So we at least were yotzei. We did daf chav beis. To get into value, all the machlokes rishonim I thought was too early. We had to acclimate ourselves, but we needed also to start from a different place, daf chav beis. But all the main issues in the rishonim, if you want a good tosis to start with, then this is the tosis. These are the three issues. So Roman numeral 1 is that tosis saying by shar shars to passing over blazer. Roman numeral 2. That even that Rebbe Lazar will hold, that even if you have Eidei Chasima, you're also going to need Eidei Mesira. Now let's get to Pshat. Don't think we're just going to be satisfied with knowing the Klali and sticky issues. Some of the Talmidim asked beautifully, and they gave me a great Marim Makom, and it's Mamish a collector's item. It's Mamish a collector's item. Talmidim said it's my favorite Sefer. Sure enough, it's my favorite Sefer. There's something really strange in Pshat in Tosis. What is this word ulficha? How do we map out Tosas? That this is the most important Tosas in Gittin, three Roman numerals, each one is a massive, massive, massive sugya. Beautiful. So Tosas wants to talk about three Roman numerals. Tosas for some reason decides Dalet Amud Aleph is the right place to do it. We're Vatel our Das to Tosas. So we're gonna follow Tosas as we. But there's a word here, there's a transition word that seems to be not understandable. What does Tesis mean when Tesis says ulaficha and therefore? Again, now you know why I'm emphasizing 1, 2, and 3. What was 1? 1 was Shar Shtaros. Rabbi Lazar holds his halacha by Shar Shtaros. What's 2? 2 is that Rabbi Lazar holds his halacha that you have Eidei Chasim, you need Eidei Mesira. Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. If you're going to say that Tosis decided that here is the right place to talk about the most important sugyas, beautiful. I hear that. That makes a lot of sense. Fine. Tosis has all the right. We're the Talmidim. Tosis is the Rebbe. We follow Tosis' lead. We're not Mahara after Tosis. That's fine. But the word Ulfichav doesn't make any sense. In other words, I'm not asking why did Tosis say this next to that. I'm asking much sharper. That is, there's a word here that you and I can't explain. Ulefichach! Now that I learned that the halacha is that we follow Rebbe Lazar by Shar Shtaros, so now I understand that when it comes to get, that was Shar Shtaros. When it comes to get, all of a sudden, if you're going to have Eidei Chasima, you also need Eidei Mesira. What's Lefichach? All of us should have asked this question when we read Tosis. So Yosef Chaim told me that the Pnei Yeshua asks this kasha. It's beautiful. The Pnei Yeshua says a beautiful pshat. Mamish, it's gold. The mamish is worth $1 billion. Let's take a look. Where did my Pnei Yeshua go? I put it down somewhere. Is that it? Sure, God. Let's take a look at the Pnei Yeshua's beautiful pshat. Is that yours or mine? Okay, so let's take a look at the. It doesn't matter. I'm okay. switching. Says the Bnei Yoshua. You prefer I, so you like to underline. The Pnei Yoshua says beautiful pshat. Says the Pnei Yoshua on page Chaf Al. Tells us with the Ramaskal the kind one hilchas of Rav Lotar. Avol halach k'mos ha'pishars u'lefichach tzarech lizar shiyu eidei nesiru. Nira lefareish. Rabosa, how many of you asked this question on lefichach? Very good. Excellent. Nira lefareish hemshech haloshen. Says the Pnei Yoshua, I'll tell you the connection between Roman numeral 1 and Roman numeral 2. By the way, Rabosai, this is why it's so important to understand the stages. To have everything clear. Because you're only sensitive when you've separated, you've teased apart what's going on in different parts of Tosis. Near the Farish Hemshech Haloshen. I'll tell you what's going on. What's this Lefichach? Now he says Hemshech Haloshen, I think he needs to explain what is Lefichach. Not just what is the connection between these two topics. Which you could also darshan about the connection to the two topics. But here, it jumps out with the word Lefichach. There must be a connection. It can't just be maybe there's a connection. There must be some connection. That's what makes this pshat so mukhruch. Near the fire shem shech haloshen. Devad that yavi el chasad v'kalasei begitim lo b'shtaros. Certainly. If we follow, when it comes to Rebbe Lazar, only getin ashtaros. In ken al karcha. So what would be the reason? In order to answer this question, Pnei Yoshua says, we got to go to the inverse. What if Roman numeral 1, Tosus would assume the opposite? That Tosus would have assumed that we follow Rebbe Lazar only by Gittin. What would have that Svara been? So that Svara would have been the following. Haynu mishum de matzinu bikra, dear Yav, because of the same of Echassam. By the way, that is exactly what Rashi said on Pevav on the days. That Rebbe Lazar would only apply to Gittin. What would the Svara be? Because it says, Beferish, when it comes to Sharshar, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, describes Eidei Chasima. It doesn't describe Eidei Mesira. So that would have been that Shita. Or to put it in other words, that's the explanation to Rav, as Rashi said over there. Continues the Pnei Yoshua. Mashma dafke Eidei Chasima. That would indicate only Eidei Chasima. Mashma ein kein begitin, the low kasa v'chasun, el v'kasa greater sagim Eidei Mesira. So if you held like Rav, the split is very obvious. Because of Losefer Krisus, it doesn't mention anything about Chasimas. So there you have the Nasan. So what would the Eidus be on? It would be on the Nasan. What's Shar Shtaros? What does Shar Shtaros have to do with Gittin? By Shar Shtaros, it says, because of Losefer Krisus. There's no Vinasan. So what is Shtar Shtaros? Chasimas! Is that clear? It's beautiful. V'nimtza l'fizen imtzeinu l'meidin. There's a mistake over here. It should be l'meidin. V'nimtza l'fizen imtzeinu l'meidin. We will look out. Miha de'eide chasima adifa me'eide mesima. What would then I have come to a conclusion? If Rav is right, what would I have said? What's stronger? Eide chasima or eide mesira? I would have assumed Eide Chasima. Why? Midimahani. Because it works Bishtaros. By Shashros Eide Chasima below Eide Mesira. So then we would have assumed that Eide Chasima by Shashros show us that where it comes to Shashros, Eide Chasima work, Eide Mesira don't. That Eide Chasima are stronger than Eidei Mesira. What works by Gittin does not work by Shar Shtaros, yet Eidei Chasima works by Shar Shtaros. In Kain, Lefi Zeh, Kol Shekain to be Gittin. Then I would have come to the conclusion that certainly by Gittin, Heichadik Eidei Chasima lo b'inan Eidei Mesira, Kiswar Sarif Baramba. Now the Pnei Yoshua gives away the names. That the Rif and the Rambam actually paskin against Roman numeral 2. And they say that, of course, Eidei Chasima is stronger than Eidei Mesira. And therefore, you could use Eidei Mesira Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar is not going to preclude Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima will also work. Imkein, You wouldn't need Eidim Mesira. Da'gidin yalif midavar davar mimamon. Tosis is going to assume that when it comes to get, how do we know Shtarvus work by Gittin? How do we know Eidus works by Gittin? Where is there a requirement of Eidus? So Shtaros, my first question you can answer is you can say, oh, it's a Zeres HaKasva, Kasva Sefer Krisis. What about Eidim? Where does it say in the Pasuk anything about Eidim? So the answer is that the Gemara in Kedusha and Samachem of Beis says that it says, Matzah Ba'ervas Dovar Ba'get, and it says Dovar when it comes to Mamon, and we learn out, as the Gemara says, in Zeres Shabbos. Just like when it comes to Mamon, you need to Eidim, Afishnaim Eidim, Yakum Dovar, and here it says Matzah Ba'ervas Dovar. So there you need to Eidim, so to over here you need to Eidim. So over there, what did we just say? You need to Eidim. You have to Eidim with Hasimus? Absolutely. That's the only way it works when it comes to Chasimus, because of the same Vasa. So if Gittin is learnt from Shar Shtaros, argues the Pnei Yoshua, and we assume that Eide Chasima is stronger than Eide Mesira, so then of course the halacha should be that a get would be acceptable with Eide Chasima. But all of that assumption of the Rambam and Riv only starts if your starting point is not like Roman numeral 1. What was not like Roman numeral 1? Roman numeral 1 says that Shar Shtaros is entirely different. And when it comes to Shar Shtaros, there the halach is only Eidei Chasim is going to be acceptable. Eidei Mesira is not going to be acceptable. And Eide Chasima then we see are stronger than Eide Mesira. Because when it comes to get, Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira are acceptable. How do I know that Eide Chasima have to be acceptable when it comes to get? Dover, dover, mi mamon. If by mamon it works, then by get it's also going to work. That doesn't mean Eide Mesira will work, but it does mean Eide Chasima will work. And when it comes to Shar Shtaros, what's stronger? Eide Chasima works, Eide Mesira doesn't work. Aha. So once we say that Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira are entirely different, and once we say that the halach is that we only paskin Eide Mesira works by get and doesn't work by Shar Shtaros, then we would come to the conclusion that Eidei Chasima would work alone when it comes to get. Because Eidei Chasima is stronger than Eidei Mesira. Baharaya, it works by Shar Shtaros, but Eidei Mesira don't work. And therefore it would only be logical that when it comes to get, that Eidei Chasima would be acceptable alone as well. However, Tosas in Roman numeral 1 says not that way, the opposite. What does Tosas in Roman numeral 1 say? Tosas in Roman numeral 1 says that assumption is wrong. Eidei Mesira work even by Shar Shtaros. So now, Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima are equal. If Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima are equal, so then in such a case, you have no proof that when it comes to get, Eidei Chasima alone should be acceptable. Because the only reason why someone would assume, like the Rif and the Rambam, that Eidei Chasima are acceptable alone, is if we already know that Eidei Chasima are stronger than Eidei Mesira. So says Tosfos in Roman numeral 1, not true! Eidei Chasima are not stronger than Eidei Mesira, because Eidei Mesira works by Shar Shtaros. Ulefichach, and therefore, the Rif and the Rambam have no echreyach. The Eidei Chasima alone are going to work by Gittin. Because in Roman numeral 1, Eidei Chasima weren't stronger. If in Roman numeral 1, Eidei Chasima are not stronger, so who says in Roman numeral 2, Eidei Chasima are stronger than Eidei Mesira to the point that you don't need Eidei Mesira at all? Back into the Pnei Yoshua. Masha'enkein! That was said if you assume that Roman numeral is wrong. Roman numeral 1 is wrong. And say that the halacha is that you need if you assume Roman numeral is wrong, then you say that the halacha is that you need a day mesira when it comes to get, but a day chasima when it comes to shashtaros. Masha'en came the mag the kaimlon, but we pass it looks like Rav Elazar af bishtaros, the a day mesira will be acceptable by shashtaros as well. The bein mesira sagi va'al karichach, and one more oomph, the Yeshua says that I didn't spell out. Va'al karichach the grav the kasav esayr v'chasam ain't a tala kamash malon. So what's the possible kasav esayr v'chasam coming to tell us? According to Roman numeral 1, all it is an Eitz HaTovah. So we don't see that Shar Shtaros is any stronger the Chasimas than when it comes to Geth. Kipirish Rashi. Imkein la'olam ikur davar davar eidim istirakai. So therefore then that pasuk of the Kasav Eseva Chasim loses its koach. It's not telling us that Eidei Chasima are used to the exclusion of other things. No. The Kasav Sefer Chasam is only could be only in Eitz HaTovah. Because no longer is that the only makar for Shar Shtaros. What's the makar for Shar Shtaros? Dabar Dabar Mimamba. And then when it comes to Shar Shtaros, we learn out from Get that once Eidei Mesira is going to be acceptable by Get, it's going to be acceptable by Shar Shtaros. If Kela Olam Dikar Dabar Dabar Eidei Mesira Koi, Bebe Kidim Eidei Mesira. So then in such a case, we don't see any strength that Eidei Chasima have. If we don't see any strength that Eidei Chasima have, then Eidei Mesira might be the thing that works both by Gittin and by Shar Shtaros. And when it comes to Get, there's no Makar that will tell you that Eidei Chasima alone will work. And therefore, the Pasuk of the Kasa B'Sefer V'Chasam is only an Eitz HaTovah, and nothing more than an Eitz HaTovah. So that's the Leficha. If I learned Roman numeral 1 differently, and I said that Eidei Chasima have their own unique role when it comes to Shar Shtaros, so then I see that Eidei Chasima are stronger. If Eidei Chasima are stronger, then it would be logical when it comes to Get, that it works by Shar Shtaros, it should work when it comes to Get as well. However, according to Roman numeral 1 in Tosfos, not that way. Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, we don't see one is stronger than the other. Why? Because Eidei Mesira works even by Shar Shtaros. So now, give me a proof that when it comes to Get, Eidei Chasima alone is going to work. If you held that Eidei Chasima is so strong, that's the only thing that works by Shar Shtaros, and then we have a separate pasuk called the Kasa B'Sefer V'Chasum, so then you could argue, oh, there's a pasuk Kasa B'Sefer V'Chasum by Shar Shtaros, so that there's no reason to say that's not going to apply over here by Get. But now that we learn that the Kasa B'Sefer V'Chasum is only an Eitz HaTovah when it comes to Gittin, and there's no greater Eidus than Eidei Mesira, V'harayin applies both to Get and to Shar Shtaros. So then, what's the possible cause of a Sefer V'Chasam coming to tell us by Get? All it's telling us is an Eitz HaTovah. And Dover Dover Mimamon is going to tell me Eidei Mesira. Because when it comes to Mamon, Eidei Mesira works. And when it comes to Mamon, Eidei Mesira works. When it comes to Get, Eidei Mesira works. And now, prove to me that Eidei Chasima works when it comes to Get. You have no Makar. What's your Makar? Because of the Sefer V'Chasam? That only applies to Mamonos. But if you held that when it comes to Mamonos, the only thing that works is because of the Sefer V'Chasam, so now you have this Gzera Shava of Davar Davar Mimama. If it's going to work when it comes to Mamonos Eidei Chasima alone, they'll have to work when it comes to Get. And once again, but now that Roman numeral 1 is telling us that Eidei Chasima is never stronger than Eidei Mesira, even when it comes to Shar Shtaros, so the Gzera Shava, Davar Davar Mimamon, is only telling us Mesira. And then the Pasuk of Kasav Esayr V'Chasam is only an Eitz HaTovah. And that's a Leficha. Now let's summarize, without comparing the Shitas, let's summarize, says a how according to the Pesach, you read the Leficha. The Gemara assumes, says Tosos, that of course the halacha is that Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira work. And when it comes to Shaar Shtaros, also Eide Mesira works. So says Tosos, Ulafi. If we're going to say that Eide Mesira works by Shaar Shtaros, so then there's no source that tells us that Eide Chasima will work alone when it comes to get. The Gzeir Shav of Dover Dover Mimamon tells us that just like Eide Mesira works by Shaar Shtaros, it'll work by get. So there's no source that says that Eide Chasima works alone. That's Ulaficha. That's how the Pnei Yeshua reads Ulaficha. To understand that Laficha, the Pnei Yeshua says, and if you would assume the opposite of Roman numeral 1, if you would assume that the halacha is that by Shaar Shtaros only Eide Chasima work, so then you would have to come to the opposite conclusion of Tosos. Because once Eide Chasima are the only thing that works by Shaar Shtaros, then we see Eide Chasima are the principal mechanic of all Shtaros. If they're the principal mechanic of all Shtaros, then Davar Davar Mimamon would tell us that only that Eide Chasima alone will work when it comes to get. But we don't assume that by Shaar Shtaros. We assume that by Shaar Shtaros, Eide Mesira works as well. That's also, Davar Davar Mimamon is only telling us Eide Chasima. Eide Mesira, Davar Davar Mimamon is only telling us Eide Mesira. And then the Pasuk of the Kasuk of Sefer Chasam is only in Eitzah Tova. Rabosai, in Mirza Hashem, we're going to start this week. Just don't get up. I'll stop two minutes before Mincha. I'll just tell you what we're going to start for Halacha because at the end of the day, we start.